Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang.
Hi.
Oh, that was weird.
That was Kelty Knight, the journalist, entertainment journalist across from me. She threw me all off my mojo.
She's like a Kermit over there.
She's had a lot of green tea. She's on one.
Whoo!
And
love you, Becca Tobin.
To my right, Jesus. Love you too, Jack Vanek, clothing designer and CEO of Jack Vanek. I am Becca Tobin, blogger, actress, need no introduction. And we are the Lady Gang. The question of the day is the name of your first boyfriend.
Chief.
Ryan.
Chief?
Ryan was your first boyfriend?
Like, first real boyfriend.
The one you shared?
Yeah. I was 18. I didn't
chief,
have like a...
Can I go back to Chief? How did he spell his name? Like an Indian chief?
Yeah.
What was that other weird was name he... of a guy you dated?
I've dated lots of weird names.
What about the...
Like Sergey?
No, Sergey.
I never dated him. He was gay. I tried to date him.
Okay. My first boyfriend's name was Zach.
No, wait.
Yes.
Z-A-C-K?
Z?
Sorry. Oh my God,
in Canada, we say Zed.
Okay, it's a Z.
I'm still getting over the fact that you said booger. I'm still recovering.
There's
so,
many things that go.
Zed.
What about mimosa?
I think he was a Z-A-C-K.
Oh, he
and
was.
Mine's a Z-A-C-H. All right, it's time for...
Good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh, no.
Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
So my good week is I found something that's both mine and Kelty's favorite things in life.
Oh my God, we're so not alike.
We're so not alike. So ever since that I said that I was like single on the podcast, I've had a lot of random lady gangers trying to like hook me up
with hot
brothers or whatever.
Nice.
It's great. So one girl posted in our lady gang Facebook group and she's like, I found the hottest guy online. There's like a BuzzFeed article about him. So it's this guy called Tree Man because he's so big. He looks like a tree.
I saw this.
He's like the new Salt Bae. He's 6'7", huge and bulky. Yeah. And I'm like looking through his pictures and he's like hot.
Yeah.
Hot, big, bulky. And then...
6'7" means he's going to die early, though.
No, does it?
Yeah.
Large, like Andre
large
the Giant.
People don't live as long.
I don't think that's that large, though.
6'7"?
6'7"
well,
is
like
large.
Like 7'5".
You're all out of whack because you think like 6'2 is short, too short for you.
I know. Well, I'm used to 6'7". Okay. Anyways, so there's pictures and then there's this picture of him at the gym.
He's in jean shorts?
He's in jeans.
Look at his butt.
The new jeans man. He's jean shorts
new,
man.
He's the new jeans man.
Wow.
But like my version of jeans man.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. He's pretty hot. He has a girlfriend, so that just goes down the drain.
Oh, dang.
Okay. My bad week. So I have been dating since, you know, single life for me. And I matched with this guy on this app called The League. And it's for people.
The League?
It's for people's jobs. It started at like Ivy League schools and now you have to be approved through LinkedIn. It's this whole thing.
So like our generation is so pathetic that there's a special dating site for people with jobs.
With
us jobs.
No, in LA that's needed.
No, I know, but that's what's making me very sad for
yeah,
you.
Yeah. It's sad. It is sad.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, that's my bad week. So it's like all lawyers and like executives.
So
it's like people with
like
jobs.
Great jobs.
Great jobs.
Okay.
So I matched with this guy that was like a venture capitalist. He seemed super, he's super attractive, seemed cool. Then we started talking and he kept asking me to go out on morning coffee dates. And I'm like, number one, I need some kind of an alcohol for a date. Like, I can't. My best friend told me, she was like, a date without alcohol is just an interview. And I'm like, that is the most true thing I've ever heard in my life. If there's no mimosas, I'm not seeing you during the day. It's disgusting.
Amen.
So he kept asking me to go out for coffee like five times. I'm like, I'm not going, not going, not going. And then on Sunday, I was like hanging out with some of my girlfriends and we were at this bar playing pool and he texted me to go to coffee again, like midday coffee.
Maybe
like,
he's sober.
Can't go.
Maybe sober.
That's what scares me. But I'm like, I'm at this bar. You can come meet up with us if you want. Mm-hmm. 5 minutes later, he's like, I'm outside. Come say hi. And I was like, oh, really fast, number one, and creepy. I go outside, start talking to him. No sense of humor whatsoever. My jokes are going over his head so much. And then he's like, oh, yeah, I went to the beach this morning. And I was like, oh, do you surf or, you know, what were you doing? He's like, I don't surf. I'm an intellectual. And I was like,
so you boogie board?
This is...
So you built a sandcastle?
This is the most... Oh, like the... most douchey thing anybody has ever said to me in my entire life. Wow. He was like offended at the fact that I thought that he would surf.
Okay, I'm offended by him.
Yeah, I hated him and he was short, so.
Is he garbay?
Garbay.
Garbay.
He's garbay.
Yep. He was never a bay.
Kelty?
I have a new word to add to the Lady Gang dictionary.
Damn it, it might not, better not be my word.
It's not.
Okay,
what is it? Okay, we were so busy this weekend. We were doing all kind of hotivities.
I love the word. I hate the context that you put it in, but it's pretty good.
Like, what'd you do last night? Oh, you know, we just
she's
went
up to all kinds of hotivities.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. I still like homin.
Like
better.
A hotivity.
No, a homin is like she had a homin.
Like a moment.
But hotivity is it's like you're at the club grinding like, on a bunch of guys.
You're like going out and then like your shoe broke, so you went barefoot down Hollywood Boulevard.
That's right.
Like it was here's the definition. A series of homins
is a
hotivity.
Nice. Wow,
it's a night of hotivities.
It sounds very festive to me.
I know it is. It's like it's like Merry Christmas hotivities.
Like a nativity.
That's why.
Have a jolly hotivities.
I'm going to make a nativity scene with hoes and it's going to be a hotivity.
That's the literal.
We're going
to bunch of naked.
I also have my bad week has to do with Jeans Man. So I'm glad you brought up your new Jeans Man. Jeans Man has been, you know, at the gym quite a lot this week and I found out that he has two children.
So he's not only married, he has two children.
Yeah, and one of them's like seven. So it's
he's
just
never
like,
going to be yours.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I don't want him to be mine, but here's the truth. The more I find out about him, the less hot he is. Like there was like.
That's like any person.
When I knew
that literally
nothing,
is. That's the definition of like getting to know somebody.
So I mean, we need to think about this because listen, every once in a while you walk past someone hot and you're like, well, what would my life be like if I married that person instead? You know?
Mm-hmm. Probably
like,
shitty.
Oh my God.
Unless they're super rich, it's usually worse. Your life would be worse.
Because we were like, oh my God, Jeans Man is so hot. Like we were like having a little fantasy. And then like the more I've met him, I'm like, he's such a loser.
He's a loser because he has kids.
No, he's not a loser because he has kids, but it's like all the dreams I had for Jeans Man cannot come true with his wife and children. And like, I don't know.
Thank God for Jeans Man's wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then here the thing is, it's not fun anymore because he got rid of his bedazzled jeans. Now he just wears normal jeans.
Oh.
No, he still wears dark denim jeans to work out. But like,
they're just not Ed Hardy jeans.
So much better when he was wearing like a bedazzled fancy pant.
Right.
Wow. Okay. My turn. My good week is going to just blow your minds.
Okay.
So I was having a conversation with my friend Kara that you guys know.
Yeah.
She's been on the podcast and she was telling me this thing that she had to like let a friend down easy for something she couldn't attend. And so she's like, I know this is horrible, but I didn't have the courage to tell her like on a phone call. So I used SlyDial and left her a message. And I go,
oh, SlyDial.
What is SlyDial? It's a number you call that it answers and then it asks you who you want to call. Then you plug in the person you want to call and it takes you straight to their voicemail. So people's phones don't ring, but you can still leave them a voicemail.
Oh, what?
Hoo, hoo.
That's amazing.
Dial.
That's amazing.
How?
But like
helpful.
People leave voicemails still?
Well, I think for
if
like
you leave
important,
me a voicemail, we're not friends.
I have it I have like 200 unread or un
I have to say something
voicemails.
About a voicemail. I think most of the time, 99% of the time, don't even talk to me if you're trying to leave a voicemail, especially if it's over 3 seconds. But sometimes I feel like if people used the phone more and actually left voicemails, we wouldn't all be texting in our goddamn cars. And that's pissing me off. Looking around, it's so scary to see how many people are on their phones, and they're texting.
Well, so that's like, just texting in general.
I know, but I feel like if we all just became more phone people occasionally, it would make more sense to like call and leave a message for someone that you were going to spend 15 minutes on the 405 texting them.
Or you can just get Siri to read your text.
That's so complicated. I'm 50 years old and I need to leave you a voicemail.
I'm not saying that I do that, but you can.
No. No, because then it messes up and then you have to like read it and check it. And then that's more like distracting than just texting.
And then Siri never says your shit, right?
Yeah. She's an idiot.
Let's be honest. What you should be doing while you're driving is listen to the Lady Gang podcast. And if you've listened to all the episodes, go back and listen to them.
Okay, true. Okay, so Sly Dial. That's my good week. Here's my bad week. Do you guys remember my New Year's resolution?
No.
Stop spending money.
To stop buying clothes, shoes, jewelry, whatever, handbags, all the things.
Cheated.
I cheated once.
That's not bad, though. It's like half the year's over.
It's June.
Yeah, and that's great.
It's great.
Most people can't get through January.
I bought a dress. I had to go to a charity thing, and I had nothing in my closet, and like It there was nothing appropriate. I think my issue is I'm totally fine day to day because I can look homeless or ugly or frumpy. But if it's like an actual thing, but it's not like a Hollywood event, so you're not being dressed for the event. So it's your own. So it's like, so
you're like a commoner, you know?
You had to have a hoativity.
It was a hoativity, and I bought something, and I was really disappointed in myself. So now I feel like I need to, like, do something, like, work the streets to, like, make that money back, to, like, make it
How much money have you saved?
Poshmark.
You must have saved a ton of money.
I don't really even think I've saved that much money. I feel like I just drink more now or something.
Oh, okay. So it's like, that's usually what happens.
So, yeah, those are my good week, bad week. Kelty, what's coming up?
Jane Lynch is going to spill the deets on Becca Tobin's wedding.
That is not the headline we should use.
You're listening to The Lady Gang.
Okay, guys, our guests today are a him and her team that have created a very buzzworthy streaming series, Dropping the Soap. It's a fast-paced workplace comedy similar in tone to one of our favorite shows, 30 Rock. It goes behind the scenes of the long-running soap opera Collided Lives. He is an actor that doesn't have a wiki page, so it made my job really hard. I actually had to spend large amounts of time on IMDb investigating his page and making my own words for him. And so basically, he's appeared on Will and Grace, The OC, Desperate Housewives, Chuck, Behind the Candelabra, and the greatest TV show after RuPaul's Drag Race, of course, Party of Five. She has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, a People's Choice Award, an Emmy, a Golden Globe, but more importantly, she was once in a Frosted Flakes commercial. And even more importantly, she married Becca Tobin.
I married Becca and Zach.
But far more importantly, after a year and a half, she finally agreed to come on our podcast. We're so excited. Please welcome Jane Lynch and Paul Witten.
I remember being asked a year and a half ago, but that's okay.
You were too big for us.
Yeah, back then. Now, my star is starting to fall.
Yeah.
So here I am at Lady Gang. Right. Now it's rising. Yes.
So we're so excited. First of all, let's talk about Dropping the Soap, which I don't know if you know this, but Becca Tobin had a guest starring
role. She sure did.
Yes, Becca.
Yeah. She really slayed.
In a very, very pivotal moment of the show, which we can't share, but and she was awesome. And the side story about that is that she was basically dying when she came to do the show.
Like, in real life.
Dengue fever?
Dengue fever.
She had dengue fever.
We remember.
And she literally pulled herself from the hospital getting fluids and came and
did our little
looked fantastic.
A dedication. I think I was so thin because of that. So it's the best I've ever looked.
You were
hydrated because, of course, you had been
fluids.
You were funny and great and awesome and on death's door.
So where can people see the show?
Amazon. It's
amazing.
On Amazon Prime, which is great. So if you have that, you see it for free. And if you don't have that, you can get it on iTunes or Google Play if you're not an Apple person.
How did you get that deal with Amazon?
Our distributor's awesome.
That's
Glass
dope.
House Entertainment or, oh God, Glass House.
Don't mess
distribution.
It up.
Production?
I guess it's distribution. Okay. I'm not that bright. But they handled all of that.
So how did you guys come up with the show and when?
I came up with this concept a few years ago and then looped in a bunch of my friends that I thought were awesome and wanted to work with. And Jane saw a little bit of what we had done as a like proof of concept kind of thing. And she said, you know, guys, this is really funny. The writing's really tight. I'd like to be involved. Let's see what we can do. We, of course, after we picked ourselves up off the floor, went, oh, okay, Jane Lynch, that we're in. And it started the journey of getting it made.
And so what's the synopsis of the show?
It's behind the scenes of a really long-running terrible soap opera called Collided Lives. And I'm kind of like the male Susan Lucci, if you will. I've been kind of like the hero, the man on the show for years. You know, my star is fading a little bit because I'm not 22 and I don't have abs. I did, though.
Right.
And it's the story of my co-stars and I and how the world is being completely shaken to its core because Miss Lynch shows up as the new executive producer and decides she's going to do ridiculous things like have people voted off.
Right.
And give...
Yeah. We should have that on the correct. Podcast. Like, once a week, one of us gets voted off.
And giving people weight limits. Like Survivor. Yes. The actors have weight limits. Oh. They can't, you know, she asks for their social media handles and their passwords. She's just basically your worst nightmare.
Well, the show is circling the drain, so it's something that's probably not going to survive anyway. So the show is very lucky to have the likes of, what was my name? Olivia Vandersteen.
Yes.
Come and try to shake things up, you know, so they'll stay relevant and on the air.
Have you ever been given a weight limit in real life? Where did that come from?
I give myself weight limits all the time, and I violate
Me
them
too.
All the time.
Just to break them immediately.
Yeah, right, exactly. Nobody has had the balls to tell me how much I should weigh. So, thank God.
I feel like that right? must happen in real life, though.
Yeah, I think it does. Yeah. I've heard that with like young starlets these days.
Like Disney stars.
Yeah, well, just the...
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
I've seen it. You've seen it. You'll see like an actress in a show, and I'm not going to name names, but a little chubby, not chubby even, really just normal.
Like baby
and
fat normal, because
yeah,
they're young.
In some cases baby fat because they're young. And then they get signed by, you know, some big agency and they sit her down and they say, you know, you have to lose 20 pounds or you won't work. And they do. And then they become anorexic. Like I won't say names, but I watched this happen to a young girl who is now just way too thin.
So bad.
So anyway,
we
that's
all
what
have that problem.
Yeah. If only I were anorexic, what I would give to be bulimic. What I would give to throw up without having to throw up.
I wish someone cared enough about my career to tell me.
Right? I know.
Me too.
Me too. God, that's depressing.
Becca, we think you could be a huge
and
star.
And my agents are like, "Are you alive?
Yeah, probably only happens to A-listers.
Are you in town? I don't know. No. Let's go to this audition. We don't care what you wear or say or do.
I'll lose
You're not
going to
get it
anything.
Anyway. Yeah. More importantly, no, not more importantly, equally as importantly. As your show, Jane.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Becca's wedding.
Oh, it was so wonderful in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. First of all, Becca is very good. It was Uncle Lee, of course, and you had your first scene with me. I'm going all the way
did.
Back to the beginning.
Take it
of
back,
take it back, girl.
Yeah, and you became good friends with. I'm telling you the story, mm-hmm. like you don't know, mm-hmm. with Megan, who was my niece, mm-hmm. who was a production assistant, and then became assistant to Brad, who was our showrunner. And so you guys became good friends. You moved into the canyon.
I did. We're neighbors.
Yes, and so just exciting. You know, we just, you know, just through Megan's relationship with her and you guys coming over to the house.
Yes.
And what we call the Lynch Rehab Center, because my house is kind of awesome.
It is.
In Laurel Canyon, and it's very, lots of birds.
Serene.
And very serene. Mm. And
it's like a vacation.
Anytime you're sad, you just pop over to the Lynch Rehab facility. You drink coffee in the canyon. It's so nice.
You gotta start charging people for those.
It's free. It's for fun and for free. It's my service to the younger generation. And so when you asked me to be your to be the person to officiate your wedding, I was so moved and so excited, and I went right to UniversalLifeChurch.com, got certified.
Which
is an interesting thing. All you have to do, first of all, they say you go to the website and it says, we take this very seriously. We don't choose everybody. It goes through rigorous. We do a rigorous check on you and your intentions and blah 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 to sign up and be considered. You know, fill this out and then give us your email address. As soon as I hit done, I got an email that said, "Dear Reverend Lynch, congratulations after rigorous examination."
What did you have to answer the questions?
There were no questions about why you want to do this. It was literally
just full. Fill
this out. What's your credit card number?
What's your social security number?
Yeah, no social. Thank God, no social. And where can we send you the email saying you're in?
Great.
So that's what happened.
Tough.
Yeah.
Now, were you surprised by Becca at the wedding?
surprised by Becca?
Yeah, like, are you talking about me crying?
Mm-hmm. Or whatever. Anything you're surprised
Kelty
about.
Kelty can't get over the fact that Becca cried.
Well, I don't
Wait,
know.
I'm sorry. Becca cried?
It was such a... Mm-hmm. Honestly, the wedding was very sweet.
It was
sweet.
So yeah, it was beautiful.
Just for the record, I was invited and I couldn't go.
Yeah, just so, yeah.
So this is all really fun for me to hear all this. But I didn't know she cried, so I want to investigate that.
Both you and Zach have such beautiful families.
We do. That's true.
I mean, it was just... the weekend was so beautiful and... When I don't know, I'm sure you saw this. Do you remember when you were at the top of the stairs about to come down and your groom turned to you and bowed?
No.
From the waist like a gentleman. He put his hands behind his back and he bowed.
Oh my God.
I was gone after that. I didn't think I was going to be able to get
either.
Through it.
Aww.
You'll have to check it out. It was like a southern gentleman move. Aww. His bride is up at the top of the stairs and he put his hands behind his back and he bowed.
I'm going to cry.
I didn't see this.
Zach was emotional too.
Yeah, Zach was emotional too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's
yeah.
the sweetest guy.
He really he is. And you guys are so great
together.
Yeah, you really are.
Thanks,
really
guys.
Yeah.
Wow, Becca's head's getting bigger.
And it was really an aesthetically beautiful wedding too,
which is really important. I feel.
Yeah. Well, not just the Jackson important. Jackson Hole was gorgeous and everything, but these two.
Yeah.
And your families. Your mother is gorgeous.
Her mother is.
Your dad is so handsome, and your sister and those little
her dog
kids.
Is
and your friends. Jack and Kelty are gorgeous.
Remember my red dress?
It was attractive. It was an attractive crowd.
It was.
And Zach's family, his sisters are also tall and beautiful, and everybody's in great shape. Everybody worked out in the morning. They were all in
so annoying.
My pajamas, drinking coffee. They're like full of sweat and life and
it was amazing.
Drinking orange juice. It was
it's incredible what a group of insecure people can get accomplished on vacation.
On vacation, yes.
Paul, I'd like to move on to something important about you.
Okay.
I recently saw a photo of you in a male romper.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Oh my God.
Three really important things on this podcast: Becca's wedding, your show, and the male romper.
And it's as if you didn't want anybody to know, you put it on Instagram.
Was it the lace one?
I'm like, oh no, how did you see that? What did you think? I want to hear your thoughts first. And you can be blunt because I have big thoughts about it.
Can you pull out the picture?
Yeah, pull it out.
Yeah, it's great. First of all, can I just say the first place my eye went was to your package, which looked
awesome.
It does.
But Jane, something you guys don't know, is fascinated by penises.
I am. It's the first place I go when I look at someone. I see if they're packing power. And I can tell, even if it's not protruding,
you might have a grower.
I don't think it was.
You feel the power.
I think that we just found the quote. Mm-hmm. The pack of power?
Pack
is
of
that
power.
What you just called it?
Pack of power.
Yeah, see? You
it
can really
power.
Tell. Were you wearing a dance belt?
No, I wasn't. Boxers.
Paul is generous.
That
was with
endowed.
Boxers. But I will say, like,
Do
not that I've
balls?
Ever had any complaints.
No.
But I will say I was wearing a size small. And I probably should be a medium or a large.
But that's why the package looks so awesome.
Because it's tight.
I guess
that's
my God,
right,
that's almost obscene.
I have a question.
I love that it's plaid, too. It's very retro.
Where do you get these?
First of all, I don't think a man should ever wear these.
I don't either. And this was a joke.
23-year-old gay men who weigh 120 pounds need to wear a romper, and that's it.
Yeah, maybe. And even then, I don't know. I think it's kind of questionable. I had heard all this about the romp hem or the romper or whatever.
Romp hem.
Oh, my God.
And I saw. I saw it at a place that I like to shop that's like secondhand clothes because you can get great stuff for really cheap.
Right. Is it the same place that you can go for your HIV testing?
Out of the closet?
Vintage shopping?
It is not, but it is down the street from that.
Okay.
And a sidebar, I did get my HIV testing. I'm all good. So I put on the romper and I saw it on the rack and I put it on and I couldn't resist. And I thought, well, you know what? I mean, there's so much discussion about the romper. I have to share this with people.
Was it a vintage romper?
No, it was made by Mr. Turk. And funny enough, I did it ironically because I had said somewhere that, like, if you ever see me. And I said, if you ever see me in this, you need to set me on fire. if I ever do wear one in public, I think you probably should.
I think there's an age cutoff, and it's about 23, and you can be arrested after that for wearing a romper.
So. Yeah, I kind of agree. And people think I bought it. People are like, oh my God, good for you. It looks so great. And even Mr. Turk said, you look amazing. He commented.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
So
he commented
famous.
On,
it's a brand,
like, it was
way.
A joke.
Is there a Mr. Turk?
Yeah, there is a Mr.
Turk. Oh, okay. But it's Trina Turk's male division, right?
Yeah, and they're, you know, they have some great stuff. It may not be my style, but I thought, you know, let's try this romper out.
How much was it?
At the place that I went to.
I am interested.
What's funny is at the place that I saw it, it was on sale for $22.50.
Were you at one of those places you go? This is the thing about Paul that is, he's so damn lucky. He's a perfect size. He's slim. He's got broad shoulders. He's got little hips. And he's a perfect size, large or whatever. He can go into like Crossroads.
Anything.
Or,
that's where I found this Crossroads.
Yeah, or Goodwill. And he can walk out spending $100 and have like a tuxedo. A great pair of jeans, a beautiful cashmere sweater, and beautiful shoes.
Yeah.
And that's on the other hand, one day Jane's niece calls me, Megan, and she goes, "You'll never believe what Jane just did."
Oh, no.
And I'm like, "What did she do?" She goes, "She bought this pair of pants that she really loves." And it was like a similar pant that you're wearing right now, like a genie pant or drop weight, like a drop crotch, like relaxed fit.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, "She brought them to a tailor." And had like hundreds of them made.
I did.
She's like, I can't even tell you how much she just spent. I think it was like $3,000.
Oh my God.
To have one in every color.
I did. I had them all made. And you know what? I decided I didn't like them after a while.
No, you did
and
not.
And I kept them for about a year. And then I think just recently is when I, you know, they went into Goodwill. And who's going to wear them? Where is there going to be a 6-foot woman? But Paul, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Was, you know,
I've
because it's so hard for me to
she
fit things.
Like them.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
I, if I find something that works, I have it made.
And then, you never wear them.
And then, yeah, usually there's something wrong. When you have custom clothes, they're so expensive. And in my experience, rarely do they work. It's better to get those little factory kids in China doing, you know, kind of doing it by the books.
Child labor.
Yeah, little child labor.
Jane Lynch endorses child labor in China.
Yeah,
fantastic.
That's going to be the headline coming out this out.
What's their tiny hands? They're able to do the fine stitching.
They work magic. Those little
I've never
stitches.
Loved you more.
This is great.
All right, when we come back, Becca Tobin has prepared a game.
Oh,
yes, I have.
Yeah.
The Lady Gang.
And we're back.
Okay, guys. First of all, I'm going to do a rapid fire kind of question situation for both of you.
Okay.
So who would like to answer first?
Ladies first.
Okay. So you'll answer then, Paul.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Favorite food?
Pizza.
Pizza.
Favorite song?
If You Don't Know Me By Now.
If you don't know
Stop.
Me.
That's all we can clear.
Right. 15 seconds. Then we have to pay.
Paul, favorite song?
Jesus, Take the Wheel.
I hate that I know that's true. Celebrity crush.
Tom Cruise. Am I crazy?
What?
I'm obsessed with Tom Cruise.
Get out.
I knew that.
But
that
only Tom Cruise in 1994. After that, he's crazy pants.
What was he in 1994?
It was before he went completely crazy.
Don't
he had a light in his
loud.
Eyes.
You'll be a suppressed person.
He had that, he has that beautiful glossy hair. And then it just... turned so
crazy.
Bad, and now he's just too fat.
Jane,
and he needs to let his hair go gray, and he needs to stop getting Botox.
Jane, have you met Tom Cruise?
No.
Okay, he's like 5'2".
I know.
Him and Beck are
really?
Perfect couple.
Oh,
you and Tom Cruise, it would be awkward in all the ways.
But that's your celebrity. That's
I know.
Incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
I know yours.
Yeah,
James it's, McAvoy.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Well, you're a short guy too, though.
Oh, he's.
You guys
a
like
yummy
little
nugget.
Wee men.
Yeah,
the tiny men,
little Ken dolls.
I don't discriminate.
Do you think
though,
Tom
but...
has a big penis?
No, I don't.
Oh my God, there's no way.
There's no way.
James McAvoy.
I think James McAvoy is definitely packing.
Power pack.
Yeah, power pack.
Power pack. Favorite movie?
Private Benjamin.
Postcards from the Edge.
We are old.
Yeah.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
To be thin. And eat anything I want.
That's not a superpower.
I told this to Becca. I don't care if I look old. I don't care. I just want to be thin.
You are
like really thin.
No, I've got a Hollywood bowl that is untenable. It goes all the way around.
Is the Hollywood Bowl, like, what
is
section
that a love
is that?
Control?
You know what I call it?
It's below the belly button.
Oh, Jane, I have a name.
It goes all the way, and it goes around the back.
Is that not a muffin top?
No,
no,
it's a gunt.
No, muffin top's a little higher. Which is, yeah, it is.
It's,
ladies and gentlemen, it's a gunt.
Right.
Or, as I like to call it, a fupa.
Cunt.
You know what that means?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, fupa.
Yes,
under pussy area.
Yeah.
Right.
That's
I have a very interesting story about a fupa that I'll share for later.
Okay.
One superpower you could have.
To, like, a lasso of truth. You know, so I could always know the truth from people.
Oh, how about just reading people's minds?
That's the one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can
Becca please follow me
so
around?
Technical.
Okay. I want a magic lasso.
You have to like get
it's so much better. You know what? Screw Becca. It's better as a lasso.
Right.
I have way more visual.
I think it was on like a Wonder Woman.
We need to talk about this
head.
At some point because that means that you think people lie a lot.
Yeah, you
trust
issues.
They do.
People do lie a lot.
We were just
because I don't have that at all.
I don't want to know the truth. Most
me neither.
Oh yeah, not knowing.
Look, this is my question and my answer, ladies.
Yeah, sorry about that. Go ahead. Hey, I said Tom Cruise, and they gave me some shit. So you're getting shit about the lasso of truth.
Do I need to pick another suit
no,
on the lasso
it.
Of truth?
I love it too.
Biggest pet peeve.
When you're getting change and they put the coin part on top of the dollars. I know it's stupid.
What?
Who even has cash anymore?
Like when they,
you know, like your change, you know, $3.50 and they put the 50 cents on top of it.
Do you want them to do two separate
yeah,
hands?
Yeah, put the change first.
Interesting.
Because then it falls off the dollars. Okay, again, I'm old because
I don't think that's an age thing. It's called Venmo, Jane.
It is. Nobody uses credit cards or nobody uses
like,
cash anymore.
Cash.
Biggest pet peeve, Paul.
I would. Can I have two, and then
fine.
You guys? Can
yeah, I'm going to have
fine.
One. Another.
That's
so
actually against the rules.
Okay.
But,
well,
no,
I'm going to break the rules
because
I'm a renegade.
We're rebels.
People
yes.
who take up two parking spaces.
Called yeah. a pick parker.
And people that in a market go into the 14 item or less line and have like 18 items.
This
hate
sounds like
that.
A bad stand up
so
act. Okay, these aren't really good pet peeves. Don't you hate it?
Don't you hate
when it says 10 items or less and they got 15 items?
Jerry Seinfeld over here.
You are.
Don't you hate it when you drive? To the market and someone took up two spots and then you go through the 14 items and they give you the change on the top.
Right? Well, maybe this comes back to, I hate grocery shopping.
No,
so I'm kind of tagging both of those things because I think of them in the same way.
Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. Favorite actor?
Oh my God. Daniel Day-Lewis.
How dare you?
Oh, was that yours?
No.
It should be.
I should be yours.
Oh.
Oh.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Favorite actor, I would say.
Or actress.
Oh, God. It's so obvious. I suck. Meryl Streep.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, obvious again, but I agree. Yeah. I totally agree.
Yes. Favorite vacation spot?
Montecito, California.
Burbank, California.
I like Burbank too.
Oh,
sweet
God.
Little downtown
for our international
area.
Listeners, Burbank is like the
worst.
Crappy, undesirable subdivision.
You
of
can
Los
wait in line to get
so
into the Tonight Show, though. That's
so
always
hot.
Fun.
Is that where they wait in line?
Yeah, they yeah. wait. I remember the first time I was in Burbank, I saw a line of people go. What is that? Well, they're waiting in line to get into.
There's a good karaoke bar there. That's all I know.
Oh, is that wow. Dimples?
Uh-huh.
No, it's closed.
And
it did.
Sorry.
That's where the waitresses are all 70 years old and wearing leotards.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Good bar.
Make sure that visual.
Turn on.
Oh, I because the ship has sailed for me sexually, so turn on. Humor.
Paul.
Just and anybody, yeah.
That was
same.
Literally mine. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Turn off.
Lack of humor.
Mm.
Dishonesty.
Smelly wow. balls, so I'm just adding that in.
You are really having to some trust
wow.
issues.
Wait, Paul, I've used your term a few times on the podcast, and now I can say who I coined it from
who?
When I say my friend Paul, ball vinegar.
Oh, I love
yeah.
it.
I love
yeah.
a nice ball vinegar.
Yeah.
It's so good.
He doesn't mind a little ball vinegar at the end
no.
of the day.
I see someone running or hiking on Fryman. If they're cute, look, I'm in.
Ball vinegar and all.
Yep.
Right.
What's so gross is we don't even have to explain to people
what that is.
No, you know what
you know
it is.
Right away.
Okay.
Instantly.
Can't leave the house without.
My lipstick. My Burt's Bees Red Dahlia.
Oh, that's what I use.
Oh,
love
really?
That. It's
good
one.
Stuff.
Red Dahlia is the best.
Wearing it now, yeah.
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 That's weird. I thought I was the only person who bought that.
No.
Yeah. Like, this is
that
strange.
The tinted stuff?
Tinted.
Yeah, it's
yeah,
really
it's
good.
I love Burt's Bees.
It looks
tinted.
It looks like your natural.
Please sponsor us.
Whatchamacallit.
Like
yeah,
a
Burt's
natural
Bees,
lip.
Man. It, yeah, it, you have
but
it
a little
right
darker.
Now,
I have it mixed with a lipstick.
Yeah, I actually have a little Clinique called Honey, which I will show you, which is not far
from
the Red Dahlia. Yeah.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Breath mints.
Mm. Okay, last one. Favorite curse word?
Fuck a duck.
Jane, we told you there was one rule on this podcast.
Oh!
Okay.
We can do this was a trick question.
Cunt.
Cunt. It's the best.
You can say that?
I don't
yeah.
know how you can
really?
Say cunt.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they just say the reason for the no Fs
yeah.
is
yeah.
because, like, advertisers get scared.
They don't want
get scared.
We don't want to have to list our podcast as explicit. And if you say the F word, it's explicit.
But we're allowed to talk about, like, raging yeast infections, anal sex, like, anything you could possibly imagine.
And I just said cunt.
Great.
And I feel like that's a worse word than the F word.
Family fun.
Can we play our one more game?
I think so.
Sure. Okay.
A nice, quick game.
Okay. This is called F, Marry, Kill. Have you played this before?
Marry, Kill?
So you have to... I'll give you three people.
Okay.
And you have to decide who you're going to have sex with.
Oh, okay. Well,
who you're going to marry.
Okay.
And who you're going to kill.
Well, this sounds like a game from, like, a sleepover.
It is. Okay. This is a sleepover.
Welcome. Yeah, I hope you brought your PJs. Yeah.
Toothbrush.
Okay.
Okay. Jack Black.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm.
Louis C.K.
Okay. I would sleep with Jim Carrey. Mm-hmm. I would marry Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't kill Jack Black, but okay.
He goes.
Yeah. I like Jack Black, but if I have to choose, then
I'm interested that you'd want to have sex with Jim Carrey.
All I want to do is marry Louis C.K.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I mean, I had to put him somewhere.
You did.
Yeah. You only gave me three choices.
So. Somebody's got to go.
Mm-hmm. I would F Louis C.K.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I like
Love
a change.
Him. I do too.
I would marry Jack Black because I think he's sweet.
He is, and he has kids.
And I'd kill Jim Carrey.
Oh my God, I'm taking Jim Carrey from you.
Okay, you can have him.
I might like. I think he's you know great. What? He's I think I might like your. I don't know. Anyway, I'm going to stick with mine.
Okay, Jack. Don't worry. You don't actually have to do these.
Oh, really? Oh, good. Oh, okay.
They're actually coming. would you like to answer?
Yeah, I'll marry Jim Carrey because I love him. He was my first celebrity crush ever after the Green Power Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
I would F Louis C.K. because I feel like he'd be strangely good in bed.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And then I guess just by default. No. But I would marry Jack Black because then I've always wanted to marry somebody named Jack. So it's Jack and Jim.
Really?
Jack. So Jim Carrey's going, actually.
Okay.
I think it would be a lot of fun to be married to
Jack
Black.
I'm going to marry Louis C.K. because I saw him once at Madison Square Garden and I peed a little in my pants. I think he would really keep me laughing.
He's great.
So I'm going to have sex with Jim Carrey because I think in his younger day he might have been like a wild ride. And then I'm going to kill Jack Black just because he made Kung Fu Panda 19 and I had two Kung Fu Pandas.
I'm going to marry Jack Black.
Okay.
I'll have sex with Jim Carrey.
Okay.
And then Louis C.K. goes.
Oh.
Becca.
I have inside information.
Oh,
really?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Wait, like about him having a small penis? Mm-mm.
Well, that's obvious.
No, I think he's packing.
Allegedly.
Really?
I bet
he does have
penis.
Big dick energy.
He, like, totally
he does.
Has
he has
energy.
He has little dick and I don't care energy.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe that's it.
Yeah.
That could be it.
Yeah, now I want to change my answer.
Okay.
Now we're all
one
so
more
confused.
Round. One more round.
Ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kate Hudson.
Yeah.
Gwyneth Paltrow. Julia Roberts.
I'd kill Gwyneth Paltrow.
Same.
And
easy.
Kate Hudson or Julia Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
I would marry Julia Roberts and I'd have sex with Kate Hudson.
Good that's one. My answer.
That's everybody's answer.
No. I would definitely murder Gwyneth Paltrow. And
murder.
I would love to swap out. Let's see. I'd anger F Julia Roberts.
Anger?
I like Julia
and
Roberts too.
I would marry her. Kate Hudson because she's the daughter of Goldie Hawn and she's got a great little ass.
Yeah.
She does have a great ass.
I would marry Gwyneth. I think she's rad.
What?
I love everything she does. I don't care. Goop me till the cows come home.
Oh,
goop me.
I
would have sex with Kate Hudson because she's hot. And Julia Roberts is not a nice person, allegedly.
Mm.
I'm just telling you that when I straight up interviewed her, she was not a nice person, allegedly.
Allegedly.
We can just take that.
It's my experience, allegedly.
For years, allegedly.
When I was in the room with her,
she was
I thought, ooh, you're not. Here's the thing. Nice enough.
Right.
She did kick me out of her can party, allegedly, when I was standing there trying to eat the free oysters. She's not a girl's girl, and I can't get behind
But wait.
That.
Okay, so since Jane's probably the most famous person we've ever had on the podcast,
yeah.
I really?
Do maybe
do you
my
hate
God,
the press.
You guys.
I know.
Do you hate you hate the press? I mean, you don't hate the people of the press, but
no.
You do you hate the whole, like, press?
Yeah, but not like, yeah. I mean, I don't hate it.
You're
no.
never nasty to people.
Never.
Well, you've never been nasty to anybody.
Yeah. Well, no, I don't know
about
that.
You're one of the nicest.
That.
Like, every time you see her, even when you're like, hey, Jane, we needed you in 5 minutes ago, you're still like, I'm sorry, guys, I gotta go. Like, there's some people that are just so dumpy that it's like, I'm sorry. Like, they really do believe that what they do is so much better than what you do.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I've been standing here for 10 hours waiting for you, so
yeah,
at least give me a smile and a wave, you know?
Yeah. No.
That's it.
Well,
okay, on that note,
you're just a better actress.
I might be.
Thanks.
Yeah. But, you know, that's the thing is when you look at them as just being a person, because sometimes I don't like doing it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And
of course.
You're meeting with another person. that, like, I've stopped people before and said, that's the question you're going to ask me? Mm-hmm. Rethink about it. You know, and I'll actually sit with them. Think about something, like, especially the stupid questions right. that are like, you know, what's your favorite moisturizer? Really?
Yeah.
You know, why don't you find a different yeah. question?
You know, it's funny. When we did the premiere for Drop
Me Cetaphil,
but we had a lot of... We had some press there, and everyone, without a doubt, was talking about how you are so nice.
You
the
are
press
nice.
Really likes you.
Well, yeah. Thank you.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Good rep. Thank God. On that note,
yes.
You're going to really like Our Lady Gang, because up next they've written in questions and you're going to help them figure out their lives.
Oh, wonderful.
Right, that's awesome. Mm-hmm.
And we're back.
And we're back. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, which is Ask the Vampire, still on our thing, by the way. If you guys want 20% off of jackvanek.com, use code LADYGANG, and I brought you guys some mugs.
Oh!
Some little fancy mugs.
If you listen, what is that? In memory of when I could sleep in. Jack Vanek. Who's that?
That's me.
That's you. Oh, I didn't know you.
Hello.
Is your name Jacqueline?
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. That's yeah. beautiful that you go by like Jack. Jackie I love Kennedy. That, Jack. Well, I knew you were Jack, but I didn't recognize
yeah. Jack Vanek.
This from that. And what else do you have?
I have, if you listen closely, you can hear me not caring.
Oh.
It's amazing.
So you guys can swap them around if you
when
want.
When you go to the Lynch
no,
retreat.
No, I'm not going to yes.
We'll have herbal tea in these at the Lynch rehab center.
Dreamy. Oh, yes.
Hey, ladies! Funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
So for this part of our podcast, we had our listeners write in questions, and we give them questionable advice, but so you guys can give as good or as bad of advice
right.
as you want. So our first question is from Crystal. Crystal says, I'm in a wedding this summer. She's a friend from college. Mm-hmm. My old roommate was also good friends with her, but is not in the wedding. When I asked her if she would be going to the wedding in July, she said she doesn't feel like taking off of work. How do I not be a bitch about this and get over it? Do I just need to not care? Basically, it would be like Kelty not feeling like going to Becca's wedding because she's probably busy that day.
Well, okay. So this is a friend of yours who used to be friends with the bride,
mm-hmm.
and she's not going to go. So what the hell do you care?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're both friends.
It's none of your business.
It's none of your business, Crystal.
It's none of your business.
Yeah.
Stay out of it. And grow up. Paul?
That was very succinct and amazing.
I like toast. I don't think it even applies. I think just
that's not a real problem.
Let her do her own thing. You do yours.
Not mm-hmm. everyone feels about weddings how you might feel and being mm-hmm. in the bridal party. You're probably trickle down hurt for the bride because she's probably heard about it. But like, to each their own. Not everyone can come to every wedding, and mm-hmm. it doesn't mean you love people less. Some people are wedding people. I would never miss a wedding because I think it's like the funnest thing in the whole world.
And you were a blast at Becca's wedding too.
She was loved.
Wasted.
There were a lot of wasted people at that party.
Yeah,
at the
I
end.
Think
it was fun to watch. Yeah,
Crystal, live your own life. You do you.
Yeah. I also feel like with weddings, the best thing that I told myself when I was planning my own was mm-hmm. like, this is about me and Zach. This is not about me and my friendships.
Right.
Granted,
right.
it's beautiful to have those people there, but like, it's not about your guests. So you have to just come to terms with the fact that people have lives, people have budgets, people have other priorities, and it's not always the weddings.
Right, and you never know yeah. what's going on in their lives either.
You guys were like really cool about that, too. You and Zach yeah. were just really laid back
well,
about it.
You had to come.
Yeah, I had to be there, for sure. Yeah. We could have gotten somebody else. But it was pretty amazing, too, because it was a destination wedding. Becca's was in Jackson Hole, which is not cheap to get to, not easy. It's in December, early December.
Yeah.
Not hard and not easy to get off of work, and so many people showed up.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just a testament to you guys, and I know that you were very chill about it. You know,
yeah.
who could come and who couldn't come, and
yeah.
that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Weddings are brutal.
Yeah. Way funner to be.
You
know,
I think that's some yeah. great advice about it. It's about Zach and you.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's about you and your betrothed.
That's all that matters.
Okay, our second question comes from Laura. And Laura says, I'm 20 years old and I've been out of a relationship for a while. I have no issue with being single and dating myself for a while, but the lack of sex is hard.
Oh, good for her.
I've never been one for hookups or one-night stands, as I find it quite complicated to not catch feelings. Mm-hmm. Any advice on how to shake the fear and get out there and become the boss-ass bitch that I want to be?
Aw. Well, I love that she's got a sexual drive. I love hearing that about women. They have a sexual drive.
Because we have yeah. no idea what that's like.
Yeah, I don't.
Remember that?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm like, wait, to be 20, what did my vagina feel like?
My vagina was soaking wet.
Mine too.
Well, you're 20 years old, which is great that you're having these kinds of thoughts, and that they're actually, it's actually not just
nice
the sex.
Healthy.
Yeah, health. The sex is healthy, but also, I mean, the just the way she's examining it. Do right. I'm not much for hookups because you catch the feelings. So I think she's almost can answer her own question: is take it a day at a time. It's sounds like she's smart. Mm-hmm. Doesn't sound like, you know, our first question who was like, I'm mad at my girlfriend. This sounds like a girl who's thoughtful and has some self-empowerment. And that's my answer.
Yeah. I'd have to say get a good vibrator.
Yeah, absolutely.
If it's just you needing to get off and you'll be fine after that.
And
like,
let's be honest, the make-out part of the sex is the best part.
Yeah.
Like,
she might be into the penny.
The
penny might be a lot for her, which is slang for penetration. In the lesbian world, we would say that you into penny?
And good night.
I'm dead.
We're going to have to add that to the Lady Gang Dictionary.
Hey. And you know what? If you are hooking up with somebody, you always have this caveat and say, look, we're hooking up. And, you know, I may not love you tomorrow and you may not love me tomorrow, and that's okay, too. Just that you're both very clear.
Come on over for the penny. Okay, yeah. Next question.
So good. Oh, my God. I just love that word. Okay. Our last question's from Brittany. And she says, I've been with my boyfriend for about 2 years. Last year, the week of my birthday, we got into a fight and he broke up with me. He was acting out of character and was immediately sleeping with girls from the bar. 3 months later, I ran into him at a party and we started talking again. It's been about 6 months of being officially back together and I'm still constantly worried that he's going to abruptly leave me again. I still occasionally text other guys and won't post any pictures of him on social media in fears of losing interest of possible suitors if my heart is broken again. Mm. He has been amazing since we've been back together. I've never clicked so well with someone before.
I mean, girl, if you're still talking to other guys because you need a backup, this is not the guy for you. Mm-hmm. He's not making you. Here's the thing. He may be the guy for you when you're like 20, but like when you're 30 and you're building a life with someone, like you don't want someone that you can't trust or that you think is going to like walk out. Well, although, Chris, please don't leave me. I feel like you're going to walk out every day. I let her. I'm like, every day Chris is going to be like, this is some bullshit. I'm out.
Yeah, but that's a you problem.
Yeah, no, right, I feel like that with Zach, too. I'm like, how much can a human take? Yeah.
Jesus.
I think with Zach a lot. I do. I think anything you do is going to be A-okay with him.
God, we're so pretty. Mm-hmm.
We're so pretty.
Yeah.
I think that our intuition is really like all we need in this situation. And if someone can leave you and like, you know, the week of your birthday and go sleep with a bunch of bitches, he clearly only thinks about himself. So
yeah, this reminds me of a very close situation that happened to a friend of mine, and then they did it again. So it's just like, if they can leave you once that easily, they're gonna leave you again.
And I think the big problem here is how she's feeling, which is a terrible place to
be anxious
and not trusting. And it's really nobody's fault. I think you either have to accept that this relationship is a day at a time and accept that it could happen, because it could happen at any point with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So you just, that's where it comes. You have to bring it back in. If it's just too much for you, it's too much mental anguish and heart anguish, then you need to leave it. But it sounds like you're having fun. Just chillax.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't worry so much about tomorrow.
If only she had your truth lasso, Paul. Idiot.
See, wait. He has a very practical superpower, though.
I like it.
Yeah. I like James. Nothing is more practical than not gaining weight.
To be skinny and eat as much as you want.
That's true.
And pizza's not my favorite food, by the way. I just have to go back.
What's your favorite food?
I said pizza because I couldn't think of anything else. my favorite food is sushi.
Okay.
Me too.
Well, Jane and Paul, you're wonderful. Please come back again.
We're done?
Yes.
Anytime.
This was so much fun.
Anytime. Can you guys please let our listeners know where they can follow you on Instagram now that they're obsessed with you, if they weren't already?
Jane Lynch Official on Instagram.
Official.
Mm-hmm.
Paul _Witten on Instagram.
# he romp.
Romp her. Romp him.
Sorry, romp him. And guys, make sure you head on over to Amazon Prime, which you know you all have, and check out Dropping the Soap. It's very, very funny. I checked out some of the episodes when I was doing my, you know, checking out on Paul. Please get a Wikipedia page and make it easy for journalists to just copy and paste. Thanks.
I'll make it.
And you guys, while you're at it, please go and subscribe if you love this episode to our podcast on iTunes. We come out with new episodes every single Tuesday, and follow us on social media at The Lady Gang, at Becca.
Just Becca. Like Madonna.
At Jack Vanek. And at Kelty Knight. We love you so much. And see you next Tuesday. Yay! Woo!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.